Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
All right, let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing, the Twisted Tuesday edition of the program. And we got a full house here this evening. Ricky Sanders is going to step up and join us with some late-night knowledge, some late-night Korean knowledge. He can't teach us to speak Korean this evening, but he can teach us to win betting on the Korean Baseball League. Although, if the Korean Baseball League isn't your thing, the Major League Baseball season is now just less than 48 hours away. The countdown is on to the start of the Major League Baseball season, and man, people have really missed baseball. It's funny. All the people that said, oh, I'm never watching baseball ever again. Screw these guys. I don't care if they ever play. Oh, they're all greedy. Are the same people that are in awe right now. Oh, man, did you see Aaron Judge's home run? I have stayed true to my protest. I have refused to watch. It's not really a boycott or a protest. I just don't really care about these exhibition games when we've got real MLS tournament games going on. MLS is back, and so is Morenci, baby, as we've been cashing some winners. And, you know, we hit earlier this evening with the Columbus Crew. We hit the under in the Columbus Crew. Thanks for coming, Atlanta. You know what? I'm shocked. I can't believe that a team from Atlanta just choked like this. You know, that never happens. It's unbelievable. It's like, who saw that coming? Who would ever have imagined? But the Columbus Crew, man, these guys were like 22-1, 23-1 before the tournament started. Real dangerous side. Real dangerous side. So the Montreal Impact and DC United are playing a critical match. Thierry Henry and the Montreal Impact are trying to stay alive. Meanwhile, DC United could advance with a win. And I got to tell you, it's not like the Montreal Impact are known for quality defense or anything like that. But they're pitching a shutout so far, which is upsetting me because I've got both teams to score, and I've also got the over. So we'll bang on some MLS soccer. Ricky Sanders is going to step up, and then we're going to send it to Las Vegas, Nevada. Tony Finn joins us. Tony Finn. It's not the Friday Night Freak Show, but Tony's pretty, Tony's pretty close. Tony Finn will step up, and then you can too. Bring it, Sports Rage Late Night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage, late night. I'm Morenci. Let's do this thing. Ricky Sanders will step up and in some late night knowledge with Ricky, one of the smartest guys in the business. Always cool kicking it with Ricky Sanders. Tony Finn will join us in between shots of tequila. Tony Finn will put down the tequila, the expensive tequila at that. But Tony Finn's a big baseball guy, big Kansas City Royal guy, and the Royals are projected to be one of the worst teams in baseball. We're going to bang on some Major League Baseball futures. We've been pretty baseball heavy over the last couple of nights, and justifiably so. Baseball is back, and we all have our different forms of protest. And as I stated earlier, you know, people are like, oh, I'm never going to watch another baseball game again, and whatever, man. All right? The cancel culture doesn't work. It doesn't exist. All right? I remember people saying, oh, yeah, Nike are done because they're supporting Colin Kaepernick. Well, Nike stock is still, you know, I'm never watching an NFL football game again because of, yeah, well, you know, yeah, I'm sure you did watch another NFL football game. The latest is Major League Baseball. Evidently, Major League Baseball players are all kneeling right now. I don't know, like, you know, if a home run is hit in the forest and nobody's there, did it actually happen? It's like, yeah, pretty big of you guys, you know, like taking a knee now too. Like for people that are like, oh, I'm going to show support and take a knee. Yeah, taking a knee is easy right now. It was like then that it was hard. Like now, like really, you got white guys doing it now. Like now you're a jerk if you don't take a knee. Like that's the way that it works. That's the way that it goes now. You're a jerk if you don't take a knee. I don't want to get into a big national anthem debate or anything like that, but listen, to me, and I don't want to sound callous about this, but I'm being honest. You know, to me, the national anthem is just sort of something before like a big bet and a big game, right? And I know people like will pretend about the patriotism and everything. Yet, I saw a good point made by Mark Cuban, and Mark Cuban was getting into it with Senator Ted Cruz about the national anthem and about, you know, disrespecting the flag and all that type of stuff and whatever, man. I don't know why these politicians are trying to score points with the NBA right now. Like, shouldn't you guys be worried about, like, coronavirus and, like, the economy and a lot of, like, a million other things and what Mark Cuban is doing? But nevertheless, Mark Cuban had a good point. He said, like, did people play the national anthem before, like, their job every day, right? Now, I'm not saying abolish the national anthem at sporting events, but I'm telling you right now as a betting man, that's the direction that we're going to be going in. And, you know, it's like the NFL. Oh, the NFL's going to play the black national anthem now, too. And, you know, listen, you weren't alone if you didn't know there was, you know, if you weren't aware, but there's another national anthem. And it's like, yeah, whatever. The network's even going to show it. Like, I think every player could, like, they could all take a knee. And like, I don't think the network's even going to show it anyways. All right. So baseball is back and players are taking a knee. And you know what? I don't care one way or the other. I'm sick of all that type of stuff. That's the beautiful thing about the games being back right now. We don't have to worry about the politics of the sport. Right now, I know everything is political, but you know what? Betting on sports is not political. And if you want harmony, actually, like if you watch the news and you go online and stuff, now listen, there's a lot of people online, like the majority of people, like hashtag people and people that cry about everything. They're a bunch of losers that never leave their house anyways. Like whether there was a pandemic going on or not, they're not going to leave their house anyways. So they're not really living in the real world. The people that complain about everything online all the time. But if you want harmony, just go to a sports book. Just go to a sports book. And, you know, you'll have white, black, Hispanic, Asian, female, male. I don't know. Maybe whatever other sexes there are. And nobody ever asked anybody who they're voting for. Nobody ever asked anybody what their opinion is on the protests Like, I'm serious. Like, I've spent like thousands of hours of my life in sports books. All right. And politics never come up. People, like, you know, people are too busy trying to pick winners, right? Like, sports do unify in that sense, in which when it's about money, there's nothing political about it. Like, everything about sports is now political all the time. And you ever notice, too, the people that always complain about how they don't want politics in sports that then make a career out of talking about politics in sports? So it's nice that, you know what? You know, I don't care. You know, if people want to kneel during the national anthem and Major League Baseball teams, go ahead. Like, nobody's seeing it anyways. There's not any fans there. It's not like it's a big, bold statement right now. And quite frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, as I'm more concerned with picking some winners. All right? And in a 60-game sprint, I'm much more interested in baseball futures than I normally have been in past years. I'll tell you that much. And, you know, we gave division winners earlier in the day today on Game Time Decisions, weekdays at 6 o'clock Eastern on the same radio stations you're listening to us on right now in the late night hours, all of our affiliates and all of our hardcores already know the digits and the drill. So I liked when we put it in a perspective. What if I told you, you could win $20,000 for $100,000 if you went 6 for 6. We're calling it the Pick 6 Challenge. It's the 6-pack challenge. Now, listen, it's not a contest. We're not giving you $20,000 or anything like that. You have to invest your own money. At a legal sports book, of course. Of course. But listen, there are 6 divisions, right? So we're going to give you our division winners for each division, and all added up, it turns into a parlay, and you can parlay division futures. It turns into 203-1. $100 would pay $20,000. It's not bad. It's not bad. And can you go 6 for 6? I'll tell you what, the Dodgers are winning the National League West. So, all right, can you go 5 for 5? Like, if I told you, you put it in perspective. If you could go 5 for 5, the Dodgers are going to win the National League West. Can you pick the winner in every other division? Can you go 6 for 6? You go 6 for 6, you're making big money. And in fact, fire off your 6 at me on Twitter. Fire off your 6 at me. We'll have some fun. We'll put together the parlays. Ricky Sanders is a really smart guy, and I look forward. We'll get Ricky's 6-pack challenge here. We'll put the parlay together, and I have one parlay. It's 203-1, yet it doesn't mean that's the only parlay I'm going to play here. At those type of odds, sort of a round robin, so to speak, because, you know, to get it up to those fat cat type of, you know, payouts, you've got to add a couple of plus 280s, a couple of plus 300s. You can't just take the favorite in every division. It's not going to add up to 203-1. But we'll share our division winners. We'll take a look at the season win totals as well. I know some places are dealing season win percentages, which is an interesting concept, but it works out to the same thing anyways. The percentages works out. You know, the numbers, like the win totals and everything that are posted, they're all pretty much the equivalent of what they would have been in a 162-game season. All right, so we got news from the NBA bubble. And right now, the Los Angeles Clippers bubble is being burst pretty good. Harrell already left to deal with a family matter, an urgent family situation. Patrick Beverley has left the bubble to deal with an urgent situation. Zubac's not even there. They're down 3 guys right now. A dangerous team with Kawhi Leonard, obviously, but also a team that doesn't have a lot of chemistry, and it could really use this time together in this bubble right now. Ricky Sanders going to step up in it. Tony Finn from Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's play the 6-pack challenge and more. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without Rage Hall.
Man, I don't know if I've seen a worse performance than I'm watching from DC United this evening in this MLS's back tournament. Back to MLS's crack tonight. And incredibly frustrating because we had a pretty nice day on the pitch. And here we are ready to give it back. And I'll tell you what, man. If you would have told me before the match that, you know, we were going to bet both teams to score and Montreal was going to score in the first half, I'd tell you, you know what? We're going to hit this play. Because Montreal aren't exactly known as like the Chicago Bears defense. All right? Not exactly known as like Mean Joe Green and the Steel Curtain or anything like that. Montreal's defense is atrocious. Yeah, DC United can't even get a shot on goal. That's how bad they are. Let's bring in Ricky Sanders right now. Some late night knowledge with Ricky Sanders. Major League Baseball regular season is around the corner. Ricky, I know you've been taking in the exhibition games, and people were wondering whether, you know, often there's always that debate, are the pitchers going to be ahead? Is the offense going to be ahead of the defense? Or the defense going to be ahead of the offense in any sport? People were wondering if the pitching would be ahead of the hitting. And I think, you know, from what we're seeing in a limited amount of time in these exhibition games is that the hitting is just fine right now, that the pitching is not ahead of the hitting right now. What do you make of this coming into the season, Ricky?
Yeah, I don't think the pitchers had, you know, their normal amount of time to get ready. So we're seeing a bunch of guys who would still be in the period where they're ramping up, having to ramp up much quicker. And we've seen it with a bunch of guys. Mike Foltynewicz, his velocity was down. We saw him pitch today. Sean Manaea yesterday, his velocity is well below where it was. Even Nate Pearson today, a guy who we expect to throw 101, 102 miles an hour consistently, topped out at 98 miles an hour. So you're seeing a ton of pitchers who are still getting their arms ready, where the velocity's not in mid-season form yet. So we have seen a ton of home runs, and I think we're going to see that early on. And you add in the DH for the National League, and I'm starting to think that pounding the overs in some of these early games, even with the aces on the mound, especially in the National League, is going to be profitable.
And you know what? We're seeing with the aces on the hill, there's 7.5, at least for, you know, the early game. You get 7.5. There's an 8 on the board for the Dodgers. But moving forward, I think we'll see that. We'll see how quickly the books adjust. What are you expecting from a Scherzer? What are you expecting from a Kershaw in these first outings from these aces? And, you know, not just the aces, but, you know, the two guys, you know, Strasburg after it, and the three. How do you think managers are going to handle their starting pitchers with their first start this weekend?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see many guys go much deeper than 100 pitches. In fact, I think we'll see a lot of cautious managers give quick hooks to some of these starting pitchers. So when it comes to, you know, betting unders in these games, thinking you're going to get, you know, an 8-inning battle between Max Scherzer and Gerrit Cole, I think I'd be cautious there. And again, I think the over, even in a game like that, is something you need to be thinking about. I mean, Gerrit Cole, Max Scherzer probably have two of the longest leashes in the league. And you do have Scherzer, who is one of the most dominant pitchers that we've seen against right-handed pitching. I mean, we're talking about like a 217 expected WOBA for right-handed batters against him, and the Yankees only have two. In terms of lefties, that's Aaron Hicks and Brett Gardner down the lineup. So, I mean, that game specifically probably wouldn't be the one that I would go crazy pulling the over on. But talking Clayton Kershaw was the other guy you asked. I mean, I think he looks better. He had, you know, he was dealing with a back issue last year, but I'm not sure it's going to matter when you look at a Giants lineup that just has absolutely nothing. I mean, now there's no Longoria. There's no Brandon Belt to start the season. There's no Buster Posey, who at least would have kept their K rate down. So I think you can't look at this lineup and think anything but the fact that Clayton Kershaw probably has a strong start from the get-go when, you know, Buster Posey being replaced with probably Rob Brantley, who was a catcher who had over a 20% K rate compared to Posey's like 12%, and you take the best bats out of the lineup. I think Clayton Kershaw is a guy that you have to just have faith in matchup alone. There's just no way the Giants are going to put up much of a fight.
Well, you know what? The way 2020 is dealing right now, you know, dealing like the dealer at the casino that they sent to cool everyone off at the table, of course. Because I'm thinking, all right, what's the weather going to be? How hot is it going to be? Because, you know, you got 7.5 with that Yankees offense. You know what I mean? Aaron Judge might hit 7.5 home runs. Now, I get it. Max Scherzer's starting, but how many innings is he really going to go? How many innings? Gerrit Cole, they have a massive investment in this guy. You know, this game isn't game 7 of the World Series. But, of course, how about this? 92 degrees on Thursday in Washington. 92. Scattered thunderstorms throughout the day. Can you imagine after all this if the first game is rained out? They're going to play the Dodger game in L.A. That one's going to get in, right? Like, so we might have to wait for that one. That's a bunch of protesters showing something. It caused a scene and a big riot.
And we should probably note that, like, Clayton Kershaw, when he struggled last year, it was with the long ball. He gave up well over 20 homers last year. So you put him in that ballpark, which is a ballpark that's pretty treacherous for right-handed power. Even if you do get good weather against a Giants team that just completely lacks power, you still feel good about it. And I just want to mention for Gerrit Cole's matchup, like you look on paper last year at that Washington Nationals team. I mean, they didn't strike out a ton. They were one of the, you know, top teams in WOBA against right-handed pitching, but you lose Anthony Rendon and his low teens K rate, and you replace him, you know, one of the guys that replaces him in the lineup is Eric Thames, who's one of the most strikeout-prone everyday hitters. I think you got to feel good about the Gerrit Cole over in terms of strikeouts because, I mean, this is a guy who finished the season with 7 straight double-digit K games, and this Washington Nationals team pretty quietly got more strikeout-prone.
Ricky Sanders kicking it with us. All right, Ricky, we're going to make you play the six-pack challenge right now, all right? And the six-pack challenges, we're going to rattle off the division winners. Each division, we're going to put the parlay together. My parlay pays 203-1. Not bad. Cam, Raging Redhead Cam Stewart's parlay pays 380-1. $100 pays $38,000. So we're figuring, how hard is it, Ricky, to go 6 for 6, buddy? It's the pick 6, right? Can we go 6 for 6? And pick all. I figure the Dodgers are a lock, right? So it's really just 5 for 5. All right, so let's start off. And I'll add up. We'll see what the Ricky Sanders parlay would pay off here. AL East. Yankees are -290. The Rays are +300. The Red Sox, 12-1. Jays, 22-1. Baltimore, 150. Baltimore should be 150 million to one. Who wins the AL East?
Oh, man, I really love that Rays pitching staff. I just don't know if they have the offense to compete with the Yankees. I don't want to eat chalk in a short season, So I think I'm going to go with the Rays, but I think it's because of the odds as opposed to me truly feeling like they're going to win it. I just think that pitching staff can keep them in it in a short period.
I picked the Rays as well. That plus 300 was enough to get me in a door, Ricky. You and I understand, man. You know, getting in front of this Yankee lineup is dangerous. But at plus 300, I'm rolling a dice with the Rays as well. All right. So AL Central. Who do you have winning the Central Division?
So I love the White Sox here, but I don't have them winning the division without Michael Kopech. I thought that was the X factor they needed to put them over the top. With this strong lineup, I saw only 17% of the public is on the Cleveland Indians. I don't understand that. I think the Indians have a very strong lineup. I think they've got a good back end of the bullpen. I think they've got the strongest pitching staff by far in that division. Give me the Indians here.
Wow. So, the Twins are minus 130. The Indians are plus 260. Man, Ricky's parlay is off to a nice start here as far as the payoff is concerned. All right, Ricky, you going to keep it going here and thinking outside the box with the Oakland Athletics at plus 230? You got the Houston Astros minus 145, Angels 5-1, Rangers 18-1, Seattle Mariners 90-1.
Oh, man, this Oakland team really intrigues me. I do not want to eat chalk on this in this season. I think Chris Davis was held back last year by an oblique injury. I think we're back to seeing the regular Chris Davis this year. I think Jesus Luzardo is a strong candidate for Rookie of the Year. I think Liam Hendricks is a nice closer at the end of that bullpen. I'm not going to eat that Astros chalk. I'm going to take Oakland here.
Wow. All right, man. You're already at 46-1 and rolling here, Ricky. We're not even into the National League yet. Oh, this is going to be a fat cat parlay right here. The National League East, man, to me, yeah, you can make an argument for all these teams. You can make an argument for the Braves. Braves are a dangerous team with one of the best young players in baseball. Washington Nationals, 24 starts. If they pitch 12 times each, that's like 45% of the season that they're going to have Strasburg or Scherzer out on the hill. You got the Mets who could be dangerous. The Phillies, I think, are dangerous. And then the Marlins, I think, could be better than people think, but not quite ready to win a division. Good. National League East. Who do you have winning the East, Ricky? It's a tough one.
Give me the Braves. I think Ronald Acuna Jr. proves to be the best hitter in baseball. Max Fried, one of the breakouts this year. It's a really close division, but I got the Braves by a hair here.
All right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll keep Ricky Sanders. We'll get Ricky rest of Ricky's six-pack. We'll get into some Korean baseball, some overnight picks for you guys that just can't wait. You want to build that bankroll for the start of the Major League Baseball regular season. We'll talk some more Major League Baseball with Ricky as well. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Morenci, Ben, your rage. 844-843-6879. Ricky Sanders kicking it with us right now. Tony Finn will join us from Las Vegas, Nevada in Level 2. We're talking Major League Baseball as the regular season is less than 48 hours away. After much anticipation, baseball is finally back, and it's time for us to step up and in and nail down our future best bets. Ricky Sanders kicking it with us right now, and as you can tell, Ricky is allergic, not to penicillin, not to peanuts, but to chalk. Ricky needs a chalk-free environment in a classroom. Allergic to chalk, and this parlay is a pretty big one already, and we still have a couple of more divisions left. So we were talking about the Atlanta Braves and the National League, and, man, it's just such a competitive division. They're all very good, and they all sort of have faults. You were talking about the designated hitter You know, you got to look at a team like the New York Mets, who aren't very good defensively, and that's being kind. But now they get to throw Cepedes in there without, like, making their defense any worse than it already was. You know, there's some National League teams that are a little bit more dynamic suddenly than they have been in past years. Isn't that to be the case?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Cubs, you know, my hometown team, I think are one who have been looking for somewhere to put Kyle Schwarber. I think Yoenis Cespedes is a guy who they weren't, you know, completely comfortable with playing the field. The Braves just brought Matt Adams off the street, and they get a big bat in the middle of their lineup that they don't have to worry about playing first base. You know, even if Freddie Freeman isn't back on time. Yeah, I mean, these National League teams, like we were talking about, for, you know, the reason for the betting lines, is you have these big bats in there that didn't have a position instead of a pitcher, and all of a sudden it's a big deal. I think you should expect most of your National League pitchers to come up about 0.4 of a run in ERA. I mean, I think it's going to make that big of a difference. We've seen it, you know, in the data in difference between the two leagues, but I think we're talking about almost half a run in ERA, and it's because you'll see these National League teams just find, you know, places for guys that they would either bring off a bench or put in an outfield, you know, spot that would kill them, like a Kyle Schwarber, that they just don't have to do anymore.
Ricky Sanders kicking it with us. All right, Ricky, so let's get into the National League Central. You know, the Cubs are such a public team that they're favorites, but not by much. They're actually co-favorites with the Cincinnati Reds. And, man, there's a lot of hype about this Reds team, so much so that it's not media hype. It's actually sportsbook hype, as the Cincinnati Reds are actually favorites to win this division. And, you know, they're co-favorites, but they have the same number as the Chicago Cubs do, plus 230. Then the Cardinals are plus 240. The Brewers are plus 350. And then the Pirates are 70-1. What do you make about that? And, that pitching staff, I get it. The Cincinnati Reds have a lethal rotation. They've got a lot of talent offensively. They didn't score runs last year, but it doesn't mean they're not going to score runs this year. But what do you make of this division? Another really tricky one that I personally like the Cardinals to win this division. What's your take on this one?
Yeah, I'm happy you didn't say the Cubs, because I was going to ask you, like, what do books see in this team? It must just be the bias, right?
I mean, I don't understand it either.
Have you seen Yu Darvish in these warm-up games? I mean, Yu Darvish was absolutely lights out. But Yu Darvish is really the lone bright spot in this rotation. I guess, you know, Kyle Hendricks is consistently good, not great. But besides that, I mean, Quintana, he's on the downswing. John Lester, he's not much anymore. You look at that Cubs lineup, I don't think it's anything special. I don't get the love for the Cubs at all. I'm glad you didn't say the Cubs, because I think it's clearly one of the Reds or Cardinals. And I think the Reds are the most talented team in the division. I think you look at this roster, you mentioned the pitching staff, but that's not just it. I think, you know, you add Nick Castellanos, you add Mike Moustakas, you add some much-needed power to this team. You add Shogo Akiyama at the beginning of the lineup, who's a multiple-time batting champion in Japan, which, by the way, is a much more talented league than the KBO. So these guys translate much better to the MLB. I think that this team, looking at it compared to the Cardinals, I mean, I was looking at their projected lineup, Colton Wong leading off. It's just not great. And I just think that the Reds are better in multiple aspects to the point where they should win this division.
All right. So I'll put the Reds in the parlay. And wow, the parlay is already up to 469-1. And should I just put the Dodgers on top? Is this the little cherry? Because you might not like the chalk aspect of it, but, you know, we don't want to blow it, right? It's a six pack here. So the Dodgers, they're the sprinkles on top of the sundae here.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to make the argument that the Dodgers are the deepest team. They did lose David Price, so they do have to dive into their depth pretty early. But that means, you know, Alex Wood and Ross Stripling at the back of your rotation. You still have Dustin May, who you could bring in if there's an injury, and he's one of the most talented, you know, youngsters in the entire league. You got a bullpen that can withstand injuries. You have Blake Treinen, who was one of the most dominant relievers in baseball 2 years ago, you know, who can step in there. You got Pedro Baez, who can. From offense, we already saw Gavin Lux sent down, and they still have multiple options. the Dodgers are just too deep and too good to be beaten, I think.
Well, I got to tell you what, Ricky, it'll be a wild playoffs if all your predictions come true. It'll be Tampa, Cleveland, Oakland. So listen to this, guys. The parlay, in case you're wondering, it pays 562-1. 563-1. So $100. And now, Ricky, I'm kind of screwing you over here, buddy, by doing this to you right now. Because by me telling you this and by me announcing the number, if you don't play it, you're going to be like, oh, man, and he even talked about it. I gave the picks that night, and it would have paid. It pays $56,353.76. The pick six challenge. If all six cashed, it would pay $56,000 for a $100 wager.
Yeah, I mean, that's a daily fantasy tournament win for just predicting division winners, and you're not playing against a field of other professionals. So yeah, you did hurt me here by telling me that, because I'm going to have to take that at 563-1.
You know, I used to have a buddy that used to call me on Sunday mornings, and he'd be like, hey, listen, I don't want to bother you, but can you just put a parlay in for me? And you know, I'll pay you back. Just, you know, put a parlay in. And I'd be like, what's your parlay? And be like a 4, 5, 16 banger and stuff. And the guy would, like, you know, he won. And then it became such a, it would upset me, Ricky, because I would have to play the same parlay all the time, right? I'm like, well, now I got to play it because I'm putting it in for the guy in my account. Like, if it does, like, so I'm just going to get mad if it wins and I don't have a piece of it. So, yeah, now Ricky's like, damn, I got to play this right now. Ricky Sanders kicking it with us. So looking at some of these win totals right now. A team that I'm looking at here, and, you know, I know that they were, you know, Martinez, you know, went yard, and they put up some runs against the Blue Jays. So the Boston Red Sox, 60-game schedule, 29.5 wins. So the books actually do see them as a sub-500 baseball team. How much of a regression is coming for a Boston Red Sox team that loses Mookie Betts, that doesn't have Chris Sale, that doesn't have David Price right now?
Yeah, I think that's a very fair line. Wouldn't be surprised if they won less than that. Wouldn't be surprised if Toronto turns out to be the better team in this division. I think that's so much talent that they lost, obviously. Chris Sale not being there, David Price not being there. I mean, did you see that opening day matchup for this team? Nathan Eovaldi and Tommy Malone? I can't recall a worse opening day matchup ever than that. And I know Nathan Eovaldi is healthy now. I know he throws in the upper 90s, but if that's your ace and you're down an MVP in your lineup, and, you know, we're talking about a lineup that was basically 8 deep last year, and now it's one that's playing Jose Peraza every day, playing Alex Verdugo every day, and already was playing Jackie Bradley, I think 29.5 might be an optimistic number, because I think Boston's one of those teams that gets the public juice as well. I just don't think this team's going to be very good.
Nathan Eovaldi. And listen, I'm a Dodger fan, so I go way back, man. I know Eovaldi. Like, let's give this guy, how old is Eovaldi? Like 82? And I swear, Ricky, like I remember it was like, you know, like 4 or 5 years ago, he was hanging on by a thread in his career. It's like, nah, you know, he's not bad. You know, he can help a team. Now he's an opening day starter. Basically says all you need to know right there. Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, I was hoping that it would be that the books weren't as down on the Red Sox, so I could have stepped up here, but I think the Red Sox could be in trouble. As crazy as it sounds, the Orioles might not win 21 games. Their win total is 20.5, but Ricky, we can keep you all night. Let's make some money on the Korean Diamonds and pad that bankroll for the start of Major League Baseball. What are we looking at tonight in the Korean League?
So first of all, 2 games probably getting washed out tonight in Kia Hanwha and Samsung NC. So I don't think we should be focusing on them. I will say, I think the line of the night is the SK Wyverns. This has been an offense that has really stepped things up lately since the return of Dongmin Han, who's one of their best bats. And Jinwook Lee, their pitcher, has been throwing quite well as of late. He's thrown a bunch of solid starts back to back to back. And he's a guy who's about a 4-fit pitcher. which is very good in this league, dating back a few years. He's a pitcher that's only allowed a 280 wOBA to opponents, which is not very high. And the starting pitcher against them, which is Juan Sam Jang, probably one of the worst five starting pitchers that you'll see. Over the course of his last 72 innings, we're talking about a guy over a 70 ERA, about a 12% K rate, over a 5.5 FIP, the highest wOBA and ISO allowed on the slate, and you've got a very right-handed SK lineup. I think the SK Wyverns, they're not a great team. I think they're winning tonight, though.
You know what? They're starting to become my team. They've been good to us. I remember Ricky hitting them at plus 170 as underdogs. Yep. On a couple of occasions, we've stepped up. So they're actually favorites tonight. Normally, this team are underdogs.
Yeah, exactly. I just think that you're getting them against such a poor pitcher. And Jamie Romack, who's a former, you know, MLB prospect, he's a guy who's shown the power bat as of late. Jong Choi, top four all-time in home runs in the KBO. You've got these guys with the platoon edge against a bad pitcher in a mediocre bullpen. I think you're getting a ton of runs from SK tonight. I think they're going over the 6-run team total, if you can just bet that, which my book does not have, but I know FanDuel does. And so I think the over for the SK Wyvern specifically and the SK Wyvern money line are two very strong plays.
We'll be riding the SK Wyverns with Ricky Sanders. All right, Rick, we got about a minute left here. So we'll put you in the hot seat right now. Yankees, Nationals, how are you approaching this game? Over, under 7.5, Yankees are the favorites. It's like minus 130.
Oof, this is a tough game to handicap. I think I'm taking the over just because I don't know how deep these pitchers pitch into the game. I think Scherzer is so well positioned against such a right-handed heavy Yankees lineup. You know, Gerrit Cole, you look at his numbers last year, they were electric. He gives up a ton of homers, so I think he will be susceptible to some power with this team. I think Max Scherzer shuts down the righties. I don't think the lefties are very good. I like the Nationals, and I like the over.
Ricky Sanders, late night knowledge with Ricky. It's always great, Ricky. You're the best, man. Thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me.
Ricky Sanders, always great. We always feel smarter after Ricky kicks it with us. We got a lot more picks, props, everything else in between. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
All right, thanks to Ricky Sanders for giving us some sound gaming advice. I see the health minister of British Columbia has some sound sexual COVID practice advice right now. Never a good thing when you see glory holes trending on Twitter, as evidently they're advising people in the Vancouver area to avoid or limit kissing and saliva exchanges. Choose sexual positions that limit face-to-face contact. Use barriers like walls, i.e. glory holes, that allow for sexual contact but prevent close face-to-face contact. Using condoms, lubricant, and dental dams may help further reduce the risk. Wow, 2020 just keeps giving, doesn't it, huh? Yeah. 20. Like I said, 2020. Oh, yeah, you know that Yankees-Nationals game's not going on. Of course, thunderstorms throughout the day. Thunderstorms. Someone's going to get, like, struck by lightning, like, at this point. Like, I'd be scared to be going out there. Like, you know, we saw, like, the NHL bubble. The NHL bubble is already flooded. It's like Noah's Ark, man. It's like God's will. God's sending a message. All right, so... So listen, in the first hour of the program, we gave you Major League Baseball future advice. We just gave you what should be a winner in the Korean League with SK Wyvern. And if you're going to have any sort of relations, do it through a hole with a wall. As I stated, you find a show that's going to keep you up to date as much as this show. And you tell me who this host is. I don't know, if I was a health minister, I'd probably be like, you know, erring on the side of caution and saying, yeah, you should probably stay away from walls and holes. I'm just saying. Like, is that ever a good idea? Sports Rage Late Night.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.